Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
Today we're holding Daf Kuf Tes Vav. And we start towards the, by the two dots on the bottom, towards the bottom, on Kuf Yud Dalet on the base. Where the Mishnah said, Vahadi b'nei ha-shabbos dinu, again, b'chusr's bad. We did him that we have, in the Mishnah, where it gives illustrations of Korbanos that are Mechusar's ban, and, but the Gemara says, V'hani b'nei HaShabbos nidu. The ones that it brings, we don't have the way we have the Gersa, is not an, not an Oshim. So the Gemara brings, the Mishnah tells us, I mean, Ali Mubin Chaim, the Lasase, Tyrant Shlahigi is Bada, the Yaina, Shahabar is Bada, Shikrivam, Bazlitz is Potter. And then Rav Shimon says, but the Yaina, Shahabar is Bada, and Potter, but Tyrant Shlahigi is Bada, Balaisase. And the Gemara brings Rav Shimon says, Arazam, Balaisase. And the different, Adidim that we have, of course, like we had yesterday, Rav Shimon and the Rabbanan. And mechusar's bad may be gufo may be olav. Ezo mechusar's bad be olav. Hazam hazava v'hayoldis v'hamitzayra. Sheikrivu chatasam v'ashabam. Mechutz. Peturim. Olo seyeh v'shal meyeh mechutz. Of these that we brought, who are the only, who's the only one that brings the asha? It's the mitzayra. So the Gemara just have a technical issue here, the Gemara says. The honey, b'nei ha-shabbos nidu, amar abzi, amar z'iri, t'ni mitzayra b'hadayu, which we have, b'chusar z'man. And then it says, alasei b'shabayim, the honey b'nei shlamim nidu. What do you mean shlamim? Not everybody brings the shlamim, brings in the, only not everybody of the ones that we are mentioning, because when we talk about a nazir, what is his carbon when the naziris is over? A chatas, an oilam, and a shlamim. Tani nazir. Oh, well, okay.
Oh, wait, another tame.
I like what it says here in the Mishnah. Hey, so it says, the ze'iri kavua. Tanai, the Rav Sheish is like Kavua Tanai. When we have Ziri, as we have in our Mishnah, the Girsa is what? We bring Mitzayra. Originally, my Saisa did not have Mitzayra. So, but Ziri says you should be Gairish the word Mitzayra in the Mishnah, which we are. And, but, when Rav Sheish says, learn Nazir also. All right, but Nazir we don't have. So then they were not Kavua. And therefore, so they were not Kaveya, his suggestion, or his Takana, Rav Sheshis, that they didn't have, but they did do Ziris. And therefore, in our Mishnah, hence we have the Girsa that we have. Now, Amar Rav Chilkia Bartuvi. Loishano, what are we referring to over here? Amar Rav Chilkia Bartuvi. Loishano Elo Lishmai. Aval shalom lishmai is chayev. Chayev marai lishalom lishma bifnim. When we say this then, Erchokia Bartuvi, what is he addressing? So Rashi says he's talking about the Asham, which was before Mechusar's man. See the Rashi here. Rav Chilkia, Asham kayim alay achatos. He's referring to the Yashav and not to the Chatos. Why? Because it's a very big difference. The Ilu Chatos, or Sula, Shalom Lishmo Bifnim. If you did it Shalom Lishmo Bifnim, it's going to be puzzled. And, like Shadu, that which we learned, that it's Potter, B'chutz, is only where you brought it, Lishmo, the Yashav. The Afila Stama. Even if you didn't, the famous Lishma, but you did do it, you did not do it Shalom Lishma. The Baha'i Shema, Eino Miskabel, Afsha Bifnim. Because if you did it Lishma, But now that it's at a stage of Mechusar's Man, what would happen if you did it Bifnim? It would be puzzle. So it's not done in a way where it's right for Pesach HaLamayin in the way you're bringing it. Let's say you brought the Asham Shalolishmai. You brought the Asham Shalolishmai. Today, for example, you brought an Asham L'Shem Ayla. Right? You brought it L'Shem Ayla. We know, of course, what is within. That L'Shem Ayla, L'Shem Zehu Rai Lava Lifnim. You're doing it L'Shem Ayla. All right, with Ayla, we can bring it Lifnim. Well, the Chal and Rashi adds, the Chal Asvachim Shanizmachu Shalolishman. Ksheirim. Kutzmina Pesach Vachatos. Except for Pesach et Chatos. They're going to be kosher, except that they're not on L'Shem Chayva. So the Gemara now says, though, so there comes this R'chilki Batuvi, says a Kiddush, L'Shanu El HaLishmai, that's where you're going to be put there if you brought it Mechutz, where you brought it HaLishmai. So over there you're put there. Because if you would do the same thing Bifnim, it would be possible. Therefore you cannot be Chayv Mechutz. On the other hand, if you did it Shalolishma, Abu Shalolishmai, where if you did it Bifnim, it would be kosher v'yeno oilu l'shem chayva, that is right to be brought Bifnim, and therefore you're chay if you do it Mechutz. Hayel v'ray l'shalolishma Bifnim. Pray to Gemara, Yachi. See, we have to deal with this. Let me read the Gemara first. Yachi, lishma nami. You should do it even if you did it lishmai. And even though if you did what you did, mamish b'fnim, it wouldn't be possible. But still, yichachi lishmo nami lichayev. Why? Havarai l'shalol lishmo b'fnim. Because it would be right if the carpet that you're shechting has a possibility in some way to be brought b'fnim, even though the way you're doing it, b'chutz, it's not right to be brought b'fnim. But there's a way of bringing this karma bifnim that it would be kosher. Therefore, yishmichayim even shalolishmo, even if you did it. Therefore, yishmichayim even if you did it in b'chutz, in a way where it would not be eligible to be brought bifnim. But yishmichayim for chutz because bifnim was right to be brought in some way. There's obviously a different way. Yeah, v'ray shalolishmo bifnim yachid lishmo nami lichayim hal v'ray l'shalolishmo bifnim. Something Gemara, no, because by Akira. You're going to need, you're not going to be chayim like for that, because it's Mechusar Akira, and therefore, it's not going to be done. Rashi says, V'chol kama d'lo yakir, shem ashaminei. Kozma, that it was not nekar, the shame ushered from it, stame lav l'me yakir koi. The stame is that it's stame is that it's not oibid, to have they did Asham Nekar from it. Below Rayu. It's not Ray at all. And therefore, Kozma, that you didn't do it, you have to assume that it's an Asham, and it's going to remain an Asham, and that is, as an Asham, it's not Ray to be brought with them until it's Nekar will. And therefore, if you're going to do it Lishma, then it's required, it's missing the Akira, and you're not going to be able to be chayim bifnim. And now let me just continue reading it for a couple lines. Maskiv la Rav Huna. This is all the member of Rav Hilkiah Bar Tuvi. On the other hand, Maskiv la Rav Huna. Rav Huna comes, and Rav Huna argues on him. And how are you going to tell me you did it b'chutz, and you did it lishma, you're going to be potter? But if you did it shalolishma, like an asham, you brought the asham, let's say you brought the asham bifnim. It's because it's bad. It's going to be puzzled. There's no way to bring the carpet properly. If you're going to really bring the carpet properly, it's going to be puzzled. Because it's bad. Right? That's too early for a mitzvah to bring it, or anybody that's bringing this carpet, where it's not this bad to bring it. But the Yeshua that you'll have in saving the carbon is bedafke if you did it shalolishma. Shalom Lishma is going to make it better than Lishma. Maskele Rabbanim Chiyesh Lachadabar She'ino Kosher Lishma B'Kosher Shalom Lishma. How can you have a case there there's going to be a davar which is Shdod Lishma, it's going to be possible, and you did it Shalom Lishma, it's going to be good. Why, you have a case below Maharei Pesach. Pesach B'Shayim Eisai Shana. What is a Pesach? B'Shayim Eisai Shana. It's a Shlomim B'Yisar Pesach. The Eino, let's say you shechted a carbon Pesach in Shayim Eisai Shana, it's Pasol. Pesach B'Shayim Eisai Shana is Pasol. Pesach B'Shayim Eisai Shana. But if you did it Shalom Lishma, it's good. It becomes a Shlomim. Pesach b'shayim eisah shana. The eino kasher lishma. It's possible you shechted it l'shem Pesach. The kasher shalom lishma. But it's kasher as a shlomim shalom lishma. So to Gemara, that's not a raya to our case at all. The reason is because Pesach b'shayim eisah shana is a shlomim nino. It becomes a shlomim. And since it becomes a shlomim, therefore, it's able to be kosher because it's a different carbon. The carbon Pesach that it was bismano, the carbon Pesach that it was bismano, is no longer true. That's the din of Meiser Pesach. Meiser Pesach is after Pesach it becomes a shlomim. So what do you mean if you did it lishmo? So it's going to be pasul. You did lishmo, it's going to be pasul. It's a shlomim. What if you did lishma in l'shem Pesach? You did it lishma in l'shem Pesach, it becomes possible this din. But it's no raya to us where it retains the shame asham, and if you did it lishma, it's going to be possible, and yet shalom lishma is not, the asham does not turn into anything else. The shayla is what the Gemara meant to ask. What does this have to do with anything? Pesach, what was Gemara asking? The whole din is a din of Meiser Pesach. What was the Gemara thinking? That's A. B, this Gemara needs a beer, of course. Because, well, what was the Svara of Rav Hilkiah Bar Tuvi? The Svara of Rav Hilkiah Bar Tuvi, I mean, the din of Shalom Lishma, I remember Rashi's telling us, he still sued the Gemara at the very beginning on that base of an hour. Kolas Bachashadiz Shalom Lishma, we're talking over here about the din of Shalom Lishma. But what is the din of Shalom Lishma? Person brings a carbon, and the carbon is supposed to be kosher and be oil l'shem chayva. And it's oil. He's supposed to chayv a shlomen. It's chayv an oil. And he's supposed to do it lishma. He goes and he does it Shalom Lishma. He does it, he takes the oil, and he does it l'shem b'achatas or something. There's a greyasa. There's a chesaron in the avaida. There's a chesaron in the avaida, and therefore a mitzas of the kashrus of the carbon will remain. A mitzas is, but it can't be completely because look, there's a greyasa in it. There's a chesaron in the avaida. The avaida was not done properly. Comes the day that it's kosher v'yeno el l'shem chayva, and it's demoted to a different level, to a lesser level of the hakrava of the carbon. It's demoted to a lesser level, it's going to be kosher, but it won't retain the shem carbon. It's a greyasa. Now what do we say? It's not a greyasa. It makes it better. How can it shalom lishma make the carbon better, the chayra, the whole din that is kosher v'yeno el l'shem chayva, is a grayasa because it didn't have the mila of doing it the way it's supposed to be done. So what does it mean over here that it's making it better?
The other factors.
So what we see over here is the chayra. That's not the beer of what the din is kosher v'yeno el l'shem chayva when it comes to shalom lishma. It's not that there's a certain residual effect. Not that said residual effect of the shalom lishma, and therefore the carbon only remains b'mitzas. What you do is, when you think shalom lishma, you transform it into a different carbon. You make ledava tehei is not. There's a residual effect of ledava tehei. In commotion of Darto, you have the Neder, you have the Chayva. And if not, the Dover to hate. That's the Shirayim of a kosher requirement. The Shirayim is that it's kosher, the Enoel Lushem Chayva. No. When you go and you do it Shalom Lishma, that's a way of making a transformation of the carbon. It's a positive way to make a transformation of the carbon to make it into a carbon the dava as opposed to what it was before. This is not a the dindam of is not a residual effect from a carbon that was on a high madrega. No. The din of Shalom Lishma, the dava to hay is you have the power with the machshava of Shalom Lishma to transform the carbon, make it into a different carbon. Before it was an Eilis Chayva, now it's an Eilis Nadava. Before it was a Shalmei Chayva, now it's a Shalmei Nadava. It doesn't make a difference whether it comes out better or worse. This is, it's not based on the grayest, that it's not Eilis Chayva. Not because of the grayest, because of the chasarin, because of the residual effect. The din adava is not coming as a residual effect for a person that did not do the thing properly. It's a positive power kayach that he does with the machshava of shalom lishma to go and transform it into a carbon adava. Let the chips fall where they may, even if it's better than the way it was before, it would work. That's the svar of Rav Chilkiya Bar Tuvi. The big kasha that we have here is, though, what's it have to do with carbon pesach? It's a meiser pesach. Now, if you learn the way we're saying it, you can hear it somewhere a little bit. And that is that it's true. There is a carbon, there is a power that you have to change the carbon, just like by Shalom Lishma, and you make it into a different adava, you can make it into a Shlomim also if you do that when you did a Shalom Lishma. But because of this problem, we have another way of learning the whole Gemara. This is all the way Rashi learned the Gemara. It has to do with the Shalom Lishma. Remember, what are we talking about? We're talking about a carbon asham. We're talking here about a carbon asham, kaidim smano. And what will happen to the asham, the way Rashi says, if you did it shalom lishma, it will become an asham nadav. There's no such thing. But the carbon becomes an asham, that is ain't a wedding l'shem chayva, and it will become an asham, which is a nadav. You can't have such a thing as an asham, asham nadav. No such thing as an asham nadav. But, over here, it's kosher b'ein oel l'shem chayva. That's what it would be. The Chazon Ish comes, and we have a shita mekubetzes in Tmurut. That the shita learns, that's not the pshat of what's going on over here. What will happen, according to Reb Chilkiya Bar Tuvi, l'yishanu el l'shmai, avol shelo l'shmai yachayev, chayel v'ray l'shelo l'shmai b'fnim. What will happen over here, if you're going to do this, you do it. It's going to become an oila. Because when you go and you take the asham, where it's not going to be roi for the carbon that it was earmarked for, it'll be mechlal the din of a meiser asham. You change an asham from the way it's supposed to be, and it cannot be brought for that. Then, in that case over here, let's say you're doing the Avaida in an Asham where it cannot be an Asham. That's the klal all over, that's going to become an Ayla. Not with the din of Shalom Lishma, it's nothing to do with the din of Shalom Lishma. And that's why the Gemara asked the Kasha from the din of Karban Pesach. There's a Shita and Tmura that the Chazinish learns like that also, Shad in the Gemara. But we have two fundamental ways of how to learn it. That way we explained it like Rashi. But Rashi is not Rashi, has nothing to do. Like Rashi, it's going to remain an Asham. The way Rashi learns. Like Shonu the Padel Lishmai, Amal Shalom Lishmai, come the Shame Ayla. Ubishame Zehu Rai Lava Lifnim. The Cholas Vachashanizmu Shalom Lishmai Ksherim. Kutzmina Pesach Vachatas. So what it's going to be if you didn't Lifnim? It's going to remain an Asham. What is it by an asham? You bring in asham b'fnim shalom lishmo. What is it? It remains an asham. But it's kosher b'ein oel l'shem chayva. In this case, We learn it the way this, so we have to understand the way the Hezbollah, so we say that we're saying it the way we're saying it and explaining it. But Lamaisa and the Karanaira asked the Kasha and Kasha, but we're explaining it, the alumnus of why over here it's able to work. But Lamaisa, it's not like the Chazayrish, who learns differently in the Gemara. Not in the Rashi, it's not going to be in the Rashi. Yeah, that's not the Rashi. What's it have to do with it, according to Rashi? But the way we explained it, it is a little bit somewhat better. But the alternative of learning this way is, that we're talking about a din of Maaser Rashem. It's not the halacha of Maaser Rashem, and that's how the Chasei Nish learns.
In the past, when Rebbe did this, he said that the difference would be that you're Shalmi if you can offer it on a bama. In other words, this Asham.
Yeah, the Yerushalmi and Megillah, that's like, what does it automatically become, you mean, Yerushalmi and Megillah?
Yes.
It's almost like two levels of carbon. Every Asham is like two levels. You're a Mesalik, the Din Asham and Megillah becomes an Ayla. Yeah.
According to the Chazon Ish, it's very nice.
I like that.
According to the Chazon Ish, this is a real
life. Like the Chazon Ish, yeah, that would be it, but the problem is not Rashi, though.
Right.
Right, like Shlomo ben Pesach. Shlomo ben Pesach, yeah.
But then Rebbe distinguished.
But the Rashi is not like that. Rashi is not learning like that. Rashi, according to the Chazon Ish, has nothing to do with the din of Shalom Shabbat. That's what we have here, this Machlokes, though. Between Rav Chilki Bar Tuvi and Rav Huna. So we have Chilkiya Bar Tuvi and Rav Huna. So we have Nachum. Lema Messiah, Yachal Shadi Maitzi. Maybe let's have a Raya to Rav Chilkiya Bar Tuvi. Yachal Shadi Maitzi, Av, Eilas, Mechusar, Zbad, Bebailam. Maybe I should be Maitzi. He's not going to be Chai, Mechutz. In Eilas, Mechusar's ban, we'll make him where it's Mechusar's ban, not because intrinsically it is not right, but because it's not right, because the Bailam, it's too early for the Bailam to bring his carbon. The Asham Nazir, Asham Mitzayra. Yachol Shani Maitzi, Yav Eilas, Mechusar's ban, the Bailam. Asham Nazir, Asham Mitzayra. Talmud Leima, maybe I'm not going to be chai with it, because I'll give these things you did Mechusar's man. Talmud Leima, Shar, Mikol Bakayim. Kesev, Mikol Bakayim. Eiz, Mikol Bakayim. And therefore, what do we have? You're chayiv? No matter what, when you do a Mechutz, you did it Mechutz, you're going to be chayiv. Rashi over here tells us. Lay Messiah the Rav Chilkiya to Rachlicha Martuvi. Yachal Shani Maitzi. Me'el Pesach Ayel Maitzhulo Yishayim Bechutz. Maybe your potter al Eilas Mechusar Zman Mabailam Kanyoldis of Mitzayra. Hoyel V'yena Roya Lava Litzbim Lemitzvasa, because it's not right to be brought. And maybe I would say that way. And therefore I have the Rebuyim, and it tells us, Asham Nazir, Asham Mitzayra, Sheyeshma Psul, Lekame Mefarish Miyaziel, what's the Psul? Shar Mikol Makan the Matzi Lemeba, Asher Yishchat Babachana, it could have said that in the Pasik. Oh, Asher Yishchat Mechutz Labachana, El Pesach, El Bayan, you don't bring it. Then I have to know, so what are we talking about, obviously? We're talking about a Shar Chesav Oez. Why did it say it? To tell me that you're chayim for these cases? Because he can do it, because if you do it shalom lishma, let's say you do it by shalom lishma, according to Rav Chilkiya Bar Tuvi. But one thing is a glaring omission. Bila chata shaira. Chata is left out. Where are you chayiv? Eilas, Asham, those are the things that you're chayiv, shlomit. Again, Shani Baba Afailas Mukhasis Man Asham, Asham Nazir, Asham Mitzayra, Talmud Lasso, we have that. Now, what about a Chat Milu Chat the Shabbai? Why? But by asking, Elayla Mizmano, Mayeri Asham, Afilu Chat the Snabi, what are you telling me? I'm out of here. Didn't Chat the Smano's right to be brought for a Chatos? Ella Shalom Mizmano. You, what happened? You brought in Shalolis, man. Of a man. Ilayna lishmai. Asham. Abai chayiv. Why are you chayiv on the Asham? If you brought it lishmai, bifnim, it's not right. It's not right to be brought bifnim at all. So why are you talking going to be chayiv? It's not right. Look at Sachar Abai. Elalam shalolishmai. Elalam shalolishmai. In which case, what? They have a right to the Chalki of Atuvi. And that would, of course, not apply by Achatas. What would happen if you did it Shalom Ishmael Bifnim by Achatas? It's going to be possible. The Isla of this Mano. The Shalom Ishmael something good Mara, no. Maybe it's speaking, maybe it's talking this Mano. The Isla of this Mano. The Shalom Ishmael. And it's talking Shalom Ishmael. Rabbi Lazar, here it goes like Rabbi Lazar, the Amar Makshinin Asham Lechatos, the Tana Tafel, Mahu Adinikr. Rabbi Lazar, we know holds that the Asham has the same din as Lechatos. And because Kachatos Ka Asham, and he holds that if it's done Shalom Lishma, it's possible. So why are we here? What is it telling me then, that you're Chayef? Something about Nachman. The Oilam is Bado, see the Rashi. So, I mean, what are we saying then? So you're saying that if he did it, the Chatas and the Nosham, so what do you mean? He's going to be Chayev. Why is he going to be Chayev? Why is it not right? The Pesach I'll buy it. See the Rashi, we have Le'ayla Mizmano. The Shalom Lishmai. Inami Hachikar. Le'ayla Mizmano. The Sulam. Umi Me'leha Shalom Lishmai. Do you keep the Kayev? Shikasu Mizvar Malishmai. All right, Mefarish, all right, so Mefarish, Taye Kosmo, Melufumria, Tavish, and the Barchid Eliel, he's explaining over here what the beer on farm is going to be. What, exactly what is the Girsa? So, but what does it say? The Kabbalish, the Eilam is Mano, Lishmai. Aye, the Kakashiloch. Aye, you're going to ask the Yachi Chapas Nabi? Eilachidami. Eilachi Chapas Nabi, Eilachidami. The Tana Einach and Ami, the same din will apply by Achatas that you're going to be Chayiv. Right. Same din is going to apply by Achatas, you're going to be Chayiv. Einach and Ami, Tana Hashem, who I did the Achatas. Rabbil Sidim, Kain Rabbilazar, my boy Hacha. Beldim Rabbilazar, Lidian Shalom, Lishmo, Akshay, Beper, Kamad, Bibsul Hashem, Shalom, Lishmo, Kachatas. Abel Indian Lishmai, My Iker or my Tafel? The Gemara is going to say, well, because what's the Iker did, what's the Tafel Dicker did? Iker to Iker. Tavayim Ksivi, of course, they're both written in the Farish, but the Gemara is going to explain what Gemara means Iker and Tafel, because in the Dinam of Shalom Lishma. See, the Lahav Shal Mifnim, the Chiyim Chutz, the Su Lesma, the Chu Lesma, the Revuyi, and we can't come to be marbe, lahai, mishar, mechaisan, yeis, aray, kashat, likarev, mitzvasa, bifnim, hushem, mechutz. So what is it? Ella, ella, kabashani, li'ayla, bismano, bishalom, lishmo. The only way it's going to make sense is, we're talking bismano, but shalom, lishmo means that the ravuya, mishum, shalom, lishmo, basalhu. This is not like, of course, the way we started off with, and bring the Raya to the Chilki of Bartuvi. But now, what are we saying it's talking about? He's doing it, Shalom, Rashi was explaining the whole time, why he can't say he's talking Lishmo, then it's a tougher push. Why, buddy, you're going to be Chayiv. But over here, it's telling me that even if you did it Shalom Lishmo by Achatos, and you did it Bifnim, let's say you did it Bifnim by Achatos. And the way we're saying, let's say you did it Bifnim by an Osho, it's going to be possible. But if you did it b'chutz, you're going to be chayv. For a belezer he, the makish ish eight, the makish osham lechatos, who's makish, the tipasel b'shalom lishmo b'fnim b'shabbos, where he holds that an osham b'fnim is pasul b'shalom lishmo. And the chiddush that we learn out from here, shor chesed eis, that be loch mechayim alo mechutz. Afal pikein, you're going to be chayim mechutz. Afal gav, Why? Why is it that you should be chayiv over here? The reason even though he's like from it to shame Hashem, because he did it shalom lishma. Maybe he did it to shame Ayla or something. Akati, he have a ma'ayol lifnim. Why is he chayiv? Because let's say he would have brought it bifnim, this Hashem. Have a kasha lemishkate, stama. He didn't have to do it. Shalom lishma. Of course not. If he would have said it, did have done it stama. The kosher, the shame asha, the ayla, the shame chayva, the mishum, the burei lo miyakir shmei mishmei bidei. Doesn't it? It's going to remain the same ayla, right? Even if it's going to remain the same asham over here, it remains the same asham. And remember, it's not the chusar zman here. We're talking about a regular case of mizmano. It's kosher. The chol kama de lo shachti lei. The ikra koi calls about that you didn't check that it remains the same thing. It's still the same asham, the same ayla. Bistama lishma, bistama rizkaim for lishmai. Hilkach ki shachid lai. Therefore, when you shecht it, that's called when you shecht it b'chutz. Rai lefnim lishmai. It was rai for lishma. It was rai for lishmai haya. The hua did achata shalom lishma nabi chayiv. And the same thing, if he shechts it, achata shalom lishma, he's going to be chayiv. The same thing. Why? Even though you did it shalom lishma, but it was right with them to have a regular shechita done. And that, therefore, it's a reason to be chayiv even shalom lishma, the way we're saying. So why didn't you say chatas? Elatana tofel. So it learns the secondary thing, which is what? The asham. Kachatas asham, which is the thing that you learn out from chatas. Therefore, so it's a chayim el tanet vashmu'idin afagav diki haigavda. Even though the way you're doing it, shalom lishma, if you did it like that, bifnim. Afagav diki haigavda paso bifnim. Afal became Chayala b'chutz. Why? Because it was right to be done b'fnim, lishma. V'hu adin liyikr, and of course, the same thing is going to apply by achatas, which is the yikr din. The maishno, soif, tarvayim, seili, they're both the same thing. They're both going to be possible shlo lishma. Therefore, we have the same thing. We have a problem. When you're talking about a chatas, Rashi's telling us, why is it that you're going to be chayiv mishechta a chatas or an asham? Shalom lishma b'chutz. I suppose. Zogt Rashi, because it is right to be brought with them if you would have done it lishma. I have another reason. So then if you're lo yerdu, what is the din if you shechted a chata shalom lishma b'fnim? It's him ala layerdu. So about here going to be chayim b'chutz.
It's a psula b'kaydesh. It's psula b'kaydesh. You had this then.
Yeah, of course. We had it in Kuftes. That was the whole Gemara in Kuftes of it out.
So what are they getting so excited about?
Yeah, yes. What? Well, that's one way of expressing it. Yeah.
You're getting bent out of shape. I don't understand. It's the same din.
It's the same din, except for one factor.
Oh, I knew Rebbe's going to make it complicated.
Because remember, Taisvis Odafnut Test told us, I'm a little surprised, that where the din is blifnim, imalo lo yerdu, but it was absurd, the shchita.
Oh, that's there a problem.
There you go.
I just did that Taisvis again yesterday, by the way.
That din will apply by halah. That din is not going
not
to
apply. That's why Shlomim Sheshachtu, the Fnei Psichas, that's what Taisvis is talking about.
That's why Shlomim Sheshachtu, the Fnei Psichas, also Sahecho, even the din is going to be like that, but Aval Pikein, and then remember we had the I remember Rav Kivenger's kasha from the Gemara in Bechayim. From the Gemara by a Bechayim.
Right. In Bechayim. Right.
And over there, the Gemara was speaking where a person shechted it Bechutz, and there was a psul of Dukin Shema'ayin, and the day it is over there, Imalo Lo Yerdu. And the idea is Imalo Lo Yerdu, and he's going to be Chayim Bechutz over there, even though it's a psul of the Shechita. And we said, Kim Adumar, the things that we did speak about, the Chilukim that we made over there. But from Rashi, then it would seem to me, for the fact that he comes, when it comes up with another svara that he agrees to Tosfos in that. If Rashi needs a new svara over here to come and tell us why you're chayim b'chutz, and it's not maspik, the fact that the din is going to be a malolo yerdu, it's a raya that he holds like Tosfos is chiddush, that the din of imalolo yerdu, whereas malolo yerdu is not going to help. Where it's a din by the shechita, not by the halah. Because for the fact that Rashi has to come on to a whole new svara over here as a reason to be chayim b'chutz, it's a simon that Rashi holds that the imalo lo yerdu is not enough as a reason to be chayim b'chutz by the shechita. We have imalo lo yerdu, which is a reason to be chayim b'chutz. That's all did by halah, not by the shechita.
Wow.
That's what we see from the Rashi.
How does Rabbi know we're talking about shechita over here?
Says it. We're talking about the shechting it, the shame, lishma shelo lishma. That did certainly will not apply by halah.
But it doesn't say that you didn't do the second step. In other words, you're taking halah.
Asham
shelo lishma.
No, what did he do shelo lishma? The whole three mechitzes come to me, and it can't be halah anyway. Halah does us no din of shelo lishma.
No, he did the shechita shelo lishma, but he's chayav because of the halah.
No, but then it's
Rebbe is saying that this is he's just did shechita, and that's what you're worried about.
Okay, so there the Gemara says, now, so we do have this machlokes, and therefore, well, again, we learn like this, and therefore we don't have a raya, kasha, raya. But then the Gemara says, but again, Aya doesn't say chatos. The Torah says it told me the tafel, and it did not tell me the acre. Lo lemisbana v'shalol lishma Rabbi Lozay v'yomer makshin and osham lechatos. The tana tafel b'hu adin acre. It told me the derivative without telling me the malamed. All right, tashima another right. Let's see if we can yachol shani marbe oilas v'chusis man begufa. Maybe a marbe and oilas mechusas man megufa mechatos bein megufa bein bebailim. Tabaglay mar al pesach oil bein kol she'ino roi lava be pesach oil mayin bein chayavin olim. You're not chayav by that. The ilu asham shira. They're left out asham. Now, Abai asked him. Ilay v'lishmai. How can it not be chayim by an asham? It's a regular case of shchutechus by the asham. Asham dami. Leaf the red. El olav. Shalom lishmo. And that's what it's telling us. El olav shalom lishmo. And it's telling me that shalom lishmo, that the din is over here, that the din is what, so maybe you should be potter. We're telling me over here, Shalal Pesach Ayomai, Kol She'ino Roy Lava, O Pesach Ayomai, you're not Chayiv. So now what? You took Rabbi Lazar, Elolav Shalal Lishmai. Li'aylam Shalal Lishmai. For Rabbi Lazar, we're talking Shalal Lishmai, and it goes like Rabbi Lazar, the Makish Hashem Lechatos, and the opposite. Tana Iker, Mikolshkein Latafel. It doesn't mean to exclude Asha. It doesn't mean to exclude the Asham. The Asham is also going to be putter, like Rav Huna. Toshima, we don't have any rayas, in other words. Toshima, the chiyos Rav Dimi. Omar, he said, Tana Devei Rabbi Levi. In the price of Devei Rabbi Levi, Yachosh Ani Maitzi, Af Oilas Mechuses Man Bebailim. I might have thought, Yachal that I'm being mighty, Yachal Shani mighty. I last Machusar's Mamba Bailam. Hashab Nazir, Hashab Mitzaira. Maybe I'll be mighty all that. He said, Yachal Shani mighty. Bailas Machusar's Mamba Bailam. Or Hashab Nazir, Hashab Mitzaira. My Talmudah. And maybe it's a what, but you're chayim. My Talmudah, Amar Avinu, Shiar, Mikol Makim, Seh, Mikol Makim, Eis, Mikol Makim. And what is this? Hi, my Romya, Kinnika Amrit. What are you asking? We can learn, we're talking over here, Kinnika Amrit. That what? What's in the Bar Rashi? Explain this here. Yochal Shani Barva. Did a Rashi? Toshima. Bring the raya, the tani by leiva yachal shani might see ap oilas mechuser zman. Let's see the Rashi over here a minute. Which way? Let me see the Rashi here. Shasar abdimi amra. Toshimat Chiyasa Ravdimi, when Ravdimi came. So here we have Toshimat. Does everybody have it? The Rashi? Chiyasa Ravdimi, the Ilu Chata Shaira, of Amai, Kiniso the Kabais, and same Shaklavataria. Umai Kushya, the Siyue the Rav Hilkia. You're going to bring a riot from here, as a riot to Rav Hilkia's did that you're going to be Chayef, because You did it shalom lishma, and if you did it shalom lishma befnib, it would be good. And therefore, even if you did it lishma, you're going to be potter, but if you did it shalom lishma, you can be chayev. Omai kushya, lisiyue, the Rav Hilkia, dilma hachinami, kini amrinu. You can say the same thing, the bismano kai. We're talking over here, bismano. They're talking here, we're talking here Mizbano. Can you include them in Kabaisa? Liel, Rabbi Lazari, we're talking over here in the right time. So what? Let's take a look, another look back. So here, Drach Shabbat Chiyasa Rabdimi Yomar, we learned that Drach Hashani Maitzi, Availas Mechusar Zman, the Bible of Shanair, like we have, by Tamud Omer, Avina Shar, Mikal Makam, that's the Bryce. Hi, my room, you can call Omerit. We'd be able to go through the same shackle of Ataria, that we had before. And what does it mean, Kinnika Amrit? Amram Shum of Kinnika Amrit, what will be talking about the case where, where was Mizbada? Why, what is the Kasha, the Siyuli, the Rav Hilkia, Hachidami, Kinni Amrina? We're talking to Mizbada, Koi, Kinni Yukma, Kabaisa, and Liel, and it goes like Ramalasa. Even God would say the same thing, it goes like Rabbi Lezer. That we have what, again? It goes like Rabbi Lezer, the same way we said originally, even if it's possible. It's possible to be chayiv. Therefore, what we say over here, Rabbi Yulevai, Yachal Shani might see, I might think that I would have excluded, I might have said I would have excluded these things. Because it's not right. Because they are not right to be brought with them because they'd be possible. Come ask the Lord, no. Why? Well, we would say maybe because of Lo Yerdu. And Rashi says his reason. The other reason, like Rashi said before. I'm Rav Nachman. Should the Rami, what do you have a problem with this in any way? Should the Rami, the Tana Deve Levi, and the Tani Levi, Hashab Nazir, Hashab Mitzayra, Sheshachdan Shalom Lishman, Sherim Layolo Labailum Lishem Chayva. What do we have? Itani Levi. What do we have? Hashab Nazir, Hashab Mitzayra, Sheshachdan Shalom Lishman, they're kosher, but they're not oiler. Shem's like, Shachdan, that's up there, Mizmana. Shachdan Mechusis Mad, Mabailim. Oh, Shahayu B'nei Shnei Shadim. Let's say they were too old. Mishachdan, psulim. Shani would do like Kash. Kad lishma, kad shalo lishma. He said, what again? Rabbi, but, Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak says, you were going to ask a theorem, because what are we saying over here? On the Tani Lehi, here we learned, Hashem Nazir, Hashem Mitzayra, that you did it, Shalom Lishmad, their kosher, they're not El Hashem Chayv, Shavta B'chusr, Rizba B'bailim, Shleitha B'shavta B'sulim, U'bishani, Rav Dimi, Loikasha, Kad Lishmad, Kad Shalom Lishmad, and Ravashi Rabbi Masnis and Abraison Mashani. Kadli Shmo, Kad Shaloli Shmo. Again, what we have over here is, he asked Ravashi, you see the, here, he asked the Mishnah where we learned Lishmo was Potter, or the Brisa that we learned before it's Chayev. In our Mishnah we learned that it was Potter. Ravashi asked the Mishnah, the Tani Lishmo is Potter, well, the brisa that we asked that says that it's chayiv. And he answered, he said, Matzvisa, Lishmo, brisa, shalom, Lishmo. Like Rem Chilkia. He answered, he had to reconcile that. Lishmo is potter, shalom, Lishmo is chayiv. Name, should we say it's, if anything, we should say it's a kasha and ravuna. Something about it. But, Levin, you have to do the ravuna? Because for the steamer, that's how we have to reconcile the brises that we have, and write the brisa and the mishnah. We're not talking about the same thing. We're talking about a person that was mafresh shtei chatos lachrayis, the chabinayim beinkara, oily, where originally was an oily. No, all right. If we're learning like that, that originally was an oily, then that's the reason why it's able to be chai and b'chutz. But in a chanabi, according to Rav Huna, he would hold not like the whole Rav Chilkia Bar Tuvi. And he holds us because you did it, you did it shaloli shma, even if you did that shaloli shma, bifnim, it would be good. You can't be b'chai of him, because you can't have a case where he said, and it's going to be kosher shaloli shma. You can't have that. And therefore you're not going to be chai of in that case where you did it b'chutz. And this, what he's letting I know here is, can Rav Huna Amar Rav, Amar Rav Huna Amar Rav, that he held that every Asham should need to clear here, Shanta Stab is Kasha Li'ayla, and that's the case that we're talking about over here, where Asham is being Gufras, and it cannot be brought for the Ayla, for the Asham, it automatically becomes, and we have Lachaik is good here in this, like we always had Rashi in the Tarbeni Tam, does it become an Ayla, or does it actually need Mamish? A nictic, it has to be nictic, Luria. If it's not nictic, Luria, will it become an oila or not? And that's the machlokes that we have. Maybe the whole thing nictic is a drabbanit. Hamaila be basar chatos. What did the Mishnah tell us? If a person is maila basar chatos, he's potter. Maybe I should mention one thing. We have a chiddush in the Tosfos. On the Adalit of Ibbez. You see, when we talk about the Din of Mechusar Sman, what happens in the Din Mechusar Sman? A person, let's say, is Magdisha Behema, that's 4 days old. 4 days old. It's not right to be brought for a carbon until it's on the 8th day. Aviyam Hashmini Mahala, you're out to the carbon. He was Magdisha when it was 3 or 4 days old. Supposedly, you can't do that. What happens? Is the Kedushas carbon chal, or is it not chal?
Yeah, Rebbe had a Rashi in Bechairis.
That's right.
Rebbe always quotes that.
Yeah. But Tosfos here, it's not like that.
Tosfos doesn't agree, I know.
If we take a look at Tosfos over here, see your Kuf Yadalit Amid Beis?
Kuf Yadalit, okay.
You see that? You see, Tosfos there, Kofiyat Alamit, the Toimar, towards the Tosfos Divrei Amaschil, Ela Lav Kaidim Chatzos. Everybody have that? You see that? Now, you see the wide lines of that Tosfos? The wide lines, where the wide lines start.
Yeah.
8 lines down from where the lines get wide.
Okay.
The Taimar, the Mechusis man, Hayech Kodesh, or meaning the Yale Berakama, Laila, the Kedusha Yayim Lahartzor. Remember the Gemara in Yibay says, you can be Magdish a carbon the night of the eighth day. You can't bring it until the next day, the daytime. Avo B'yayim Shvi lo. Yayim Shvi, you can't, this does not apply. You can't be Magdish. Which means L'chaira, that it's not Kaddish. Not yet, it's not going to be Kaddish. The past. The B'chaira is pairing L'kech Behema. Ka'amar Reb Shimon B'chusis Man. What happens by a behemoth that's a mechusis man? Nichlis ladir lehisaser yalit be bechor the kaddish lifnei mana. You learn out from a bechor that a bechor is kaddish as soon as it's born, even they can't bring it. There's a uparech by yalit be bechor leilat be kodshim. Especially not allowed, you can't bring it, right? The cleric means that what it doesn't have any kedusha if you're mangushim when it's 3 days old. Alma Mashma the Kutchim Koinem Zmano Lo Kutchim. And yet we're saying that's the Hiratogi you bring it, Bechutz, but whatever all the Dinim that we have are saying that you do bring it, that it has Kedusha. Yeshlema, the Osir Lahakdishan, Amali Migdisha, Tech Zmano, Kedush, Eladiova Isser. The Rachmana Oma Biyoma Shmini in Ha Koinem Lacheg Lo. Toysmith learns here that we talk about the din of a chusser's man does not mean that you cannot be magdishin. You can, but you're not permitted to do it. Not like Rashi. Because Rashi holds in Bechiris, Rashi in Bechiris, Chafalif, that Rashi holds that if a person is magdishin carpet 3 days old or 4 days old, till it's 7 days old, it's not going to be Kaddish at all. I think it, what? Oh yeah, be Me'ilu. I mean, it's going to be Me'ilu or not. Here. I have the Gemara Bechiris over here. Even. Very important, Tyson, very important Nakuda here. In dealing with the Dinam of a Chusser's man, everybody should say Yediya. Well, we should have. The Rashi is not like this. We have a Rashi and Bechiris. Let's see here. But anyway, let's say Baharehu Mabakar. Mabakar Kaddish Lifnei Zmano. Why? Shere Kedusha Sabe Rachem. Babkar is of course Kaddish. The Kedusha is natural. Kama Be Rachem, it's automatic. Ap Baiser Kaddish Lifnei Zmano. The Bechus is Madif this Ladir. I Leilat Me Kachin. Mishlamim she'ein yachol lahagdisha b'chusis man. Why? Listen to this. She'ein kedusha cholo aleihem. Kedusha is not chal on them. Because kaidim zmano. Can you read him if there is kaidim? Am yom ha'shmini ma'ali yarotza the karmen isha l'ashem. Ein li yela li isha minayin af lahagdish tamad lema l'karmen. It has to be right for the karmen. And therefore, Rashi tells us over here, and carbon, the face mano, does not even have kedusha. Not like the way Tosfos is learning. It's very important. The important you say to speak of machlokes that we have Rashi and Tosfos. Now we have what? Hamayla b'sar yetar rabban. Ma minayin lemayla b'basar chatos b'basar osha b'basar kachin kachin b'basar kachin kalim. Which are, these are all things that you eat. Can't be violent. These are all things that you eat. Basar kachim kachim, kachim kalim, asha, and everything. I mean, by sir, ha'ayla, shtei alachim, lachim apadim, shi'ar benachim, shepater. Of course you're pater. Tabut laibar, ayla. Ma'ayla, shehiro, ayla ha'la, afkal shiro, ayla ha'la. Okay. And therefore, these things you're pater because it's not right to be ayla or the mizveach. What?
You eat them.
You eat them. You mean things that you eat, you don't, you're not chayav for halos chutz. Now, like the Mishnah told us, The same thing. You poured oil on the mincha, you mixed the mincha. You chopped them to pieces. The Hamagish, the Hamisan Rashulchan, the Hamaitim Sadneiris, the Hakoimitz, the Hamakamel, the Chut, the Potter, the Medlemar, the Alloy, the Azavach. Mahala, Shehi Gemara Avaida. Just like the Hala, which is a Gemara Avaida, of course, Shehi Gemara Avaida. Now, we do have a problem here. We did the Mishnah also. We did this, but you know, but we're pressed for time. But Mishnah told us we have also these datum. We have the datum Shar Menachis Yaitzik Bailo Paisis Vameidim Vahamagish Masada Rasa Shulchan. All these things are putter and you're not high. But the Mishnah added one point here. The ain chayavin olav, lovishum zaris, lovishum tuba, lovishum chusar begadim. You're not chayim by these things, because they're not that avay the taba, lovishum daimir, mechazim rechus yadayim raglayim, and therefore you're butter from zaris. But that means what? There's no chayim misa. Well, one thing the Mishnah is telling us, there's no chayim misa, but there's an iser for a zar to do it. We talk about being maleach a carbon. It says you're not chayav for malicha. But for zaris. But what is it? Yoitzik. We have this thing. A zar is not chayav if he pours oil on the mincha. Or if he breaks it into pieces. Baha yoitzik. Baha pat pat paiseya. Baha paiseis. Or haba boilel. He mixes the mincha. He's zachayim for zaris. Is he allowed to do it? No, if he'd be allowed to do it, what are you telling me? Zachayim misa? Let's tell me, zachayim misa, not avay the tama, but obviously, he's not allowed to do it. If he'd be allowed to do it, would he tell me, his zaris, zachayim misa? Avada, if it's telling me these things, vamaleya, or mahamedim, vamagit, amasadar es ashulchan. He's zachayim misa. Because not an avayda taba, but he's not allowed to do it. To be besada the shulchan with lechem upon it, he's obviously not allowed to do it. Amaitim is haneris. Obviously, he's not allowed to do it. And it's emshach. Bahakoymitz of a couple dummit. This is all lumped together. All these are all the part of the list, and this, of course, creates a very big problem. This creates a problem. We have that which we have again. Yitzika. Yeah, we have a Ramban. It's going to be written, say for our mitzvahs that we have. Here I have again. That's our chiyat Yitzika Balila. Mehasa over there that says there, it says that's kshera bizar. From our Mishnah, you see, it's possible. We have a Menachis that we have a Menachis the way it's written, Belila Bechutz. The Menachis then says that Belila Bechutz is kosher. Tzarekian. What do you mean? Belila Bechutz is kosher. Look at my mission, and it's possible, it's possible. The Belila is no good with it. With Zaris, there it's no good with Zaris. There it says that it is good. Yitzika, Belila. Over there where it says that Yitzika, Belila, we take a look at the Gemara of Menachis, which we have to see. Yitzika, Belila is kosher bizarre. It's not that, it's not like it's from the Gemara, the Kabbalah of Ehem, Mitzvah's Kahuna. So it says what happens when it comes to Yitzikam Lil by Karmen Mincha. From our Mishnah, we see that it's possible. Ramban and Sefer HaMitzvahs, which is Megaya, Sharishud Beis, where it says that it's from the Mitzvah's Kahuna. Tarek Levarach. Let's say Kain goes and he does Yitzika on the Mincha. He makes the Brachah, Shekin Shalom, Mikdashah, Shalarain. Betiva, ala yitzik, yitzik is hadin, in case like that. Hamlila, that's like the rabbi. That part is good. And then we have problems in Gemara's and Menachos. Let me bring it out of what we have over here, that it's not so pushy. That we these need him, whether McLeod's Habaytis Kayin or it's not Habaytis Kayin. It's really a kash on the mission that we have here. we're saying the price, it's not there, it doesn't say that here. But it says, but the Mishnah, we do have that then, and therefore, we have to understand the Mishnah by number of them, where because we have steris, whether or not they're good b'chlal, whether you need a kayin anyway. Atchalahu kama Mishkan. Now, before the Mishkan was erected, the bomis were butter.
Rabbi Eger points out that they just throw in these things. Yitzika Belila is the Chachila Kasha Bazaar. They're throwing it in because of the chutz aspect, but he said it's just thrown in. But he said it's very clear. Yitzikim Blila is lechatchila kasha bazar. He quotes a Rambam in the 12th parak of Maaseh Karbanos.
By the way, I mean the Ramban is not like that.
The Ramban says that what? That you kids lechatchila not?
Sherish, take a look. You have a sherish should be. Stay for our mitzvahs.
And he says,
the kayin makes the bracha.
By Yitzika?
Yeah.
Really?
Take a look over there.
Okay,
I'm going to check it out. Okay. Yosef Rav Huda Bar of Ketina, Tameda Rav Chizu, what was I saying? I was talking about before the Hakamas HaMishkin, the Bavis were Mutter, the Avoda was Mabchiris, the Mishnah tells us. After Hakamas HaMishkan, the Bavis were Osir, and the Nitzkei Kahanim. Now what? So here we have what? Yosef Rav Huda Bar Kabeda Rav Chizin Kakari, and he said, Vayishmach Esnaro Vinei Yisrael. Who were they? That was already Vayishmach Esnaro Vinei Yisrael. They were B'chayrim. Omar Le Yochi Omar Avasi. Upasku. They were B'chayrim, but their authority and the way they did it, it stopped. Samela Suvi Bimasvisan. Shabi Nikomar Bishmeid Ravana Barava. And he heard, says, Oila Shehikrimu Yisrael Bimidbar Eina Tuna Hefshep Nituach. And he heard that the Oila that they brought at that time, the Oilas that they brought, did it need Hefshep Nituach or not? And he said, did not need it. Yeah, this was, again, let's see the Rashi over here also. Yeah, right. Yasei v'alchizat, yishlach es narei v'nei Yisrael, der v'yedai, shasfar v'chaserim kan, v'lo yadati, v'aviim ein chaserim zob, this is the pshat. Yasei v'alchizat, he said, v'hai krav, yishlach es narei v'nei Yisrael, and he explained, v'edo ha'b'chairis. So, Amalei Rav Huda, Ochi Amar Avadi Upasku, Upasku Osa Hayayim Paska Avayda Min Abachairis. That was the end. Shemi Sinai Nitztavu Ala Kahunik in the Avlakaba. And Mishimshan Adavavi Ukolai Sashana Rishaina and Shehukala Mishkan until they died. Shehukala Mishkan Basi. So, what it's telling us over here, yeah, Tzavar Rav Chisda, that we're saying over here again, Paskul Masnisa, Shalmei Nekoamar, Bishmei, that Oilu Shikrim, Yisrael, but Midbar does not need Hefshepini Tuach, and Oilu Shikrim, Yisrael, but Midbar, Tzavar Rav Chisda, Liosuvi Masnisa, because we learned, Rashi says, Shinagu Avodim Masairis, Adyayim HaKomets HaMishkan. Now, so if he did it, the Yad Yayim HaKavetz HaMishkan, this was before that. And that was the Psak, the Hefsek of Bechairis. Afterwards, the Bechairis were not Meshabish anymore. Why not? Yeah, after the, right, before it's HaKavetz HaMishkan, you were talking something like nine months. You took a Kabbal Satayra at 7, and then till the next listen. So you said the next listen. So you said the Gemara of Chayrus could go all the way up till listen. And now what, you're telling me it was Pascha? It's right here at the Kabbalah Satire. Listen, some of these people seem to have reason because they learned that you can, the Avodah B'Chayrus was, the Avodah B'Chayrus was up until Rosh Chodesh. Shomei Rav Chisda L'Rav, the Rav, the Rav Chana, the Asi, the Ka'omar Su in the number of, he had another member from him. And where Ayla Shikri was still Bamid Bar Sinai, before Matan Torah, by Yishmach Hitznari Vinei Yisrael, that what? We're saying over here again that he said that they did not have Heshet Benituach. And Oisvei Braisa, the Shavya Bekulhu, the Sanya, Anshalai Hukama Mishkan Abbas Mutaris Mavaitim Abachiris. Vakok Sherim, Lahakrit, everything they were able to bring before Hakamas HaMishkan. And they were able to bring all Korbanis before Hakamas HaMishkan. Lakrim Behema Achaya V'yayif, until Hakamas HaMishkan, where the Bamas were mutar. Vakok Sherim, Lahakrit, Behema Achaya V'yayif. Scharim and Kavis, Tmimim Ubalimunim, Tahirin, as long as they're Tahirin of Alot Mayim, Bakal Karvu Eilis, everything they were brought, that they brought, had to be Eilis. The Eilis, Shikrimi, Silbim, Idbar, to the Hefshimini Tuach. It needed Hefshimini Tuach. The Nachrim, Bisman Hazer, Rishai Lassus came. So what do we see from here? Here we see, it brings the Eilu Sheikrim Yisrael Bamidbar before Matan Torah, Vayishlach Esnare Bnei Yisrael, and it says Vakol Sherim, Akol, everything is brought as Eilus. Rashi says Mashmash Lahayim Akriven Ella Eilus Kamei Parach Aleh. We're going to ask on that also soon. Rishayin Lasses Kain the Linesra Lahem Abamis.
What is that? A goyis.
Yes, that's what it's telling us. That even, the very good, Shmuel Aaron is asking, what's the chiddush of the Braisa? We'll have to be mamshach them with this, but he's asking, what's the chiddush of the Braisa that they could do it? I think the Braisa, because we have Ishish. If maybe that same din that we have by Israel, you have Ishish, so we have a guy who can do it, but maybe he has to conform with the halachas of the bringing karbanis, maybe not able to do it, b'chutz. And therefore, it sounds like that's not true. All right, we'll have to be mamshik then with this.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekayemus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.